Hello, my name is Makai. You have reached the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. If you have a medical emergency, please hang up and call 911. Are you calling to find a testing site near you?
No, ma'am. I was calling to find out what the regulations are to get back into Alabama if you've been exposed to coronavirus.
Hold on, just for one moment, sir.
Okay.
Okay, what was the question again, sir?
Okay, let me just give you my situation and maybe you'll understand a little better. My brother lives in New York and he passed. He passed away. So I'm trying to get up there to see him, and I had to look up the New York State regulations for quarantining for COVID. I got that information. I see that I have to have a test 3 days prior to entering New York. It has to be negative. I have to quarantine for 3 days once I get to New York. Then on day four, I have to take a second COVID test, and if either one is negative or either one is positive, then I have to start a new 10-day quarantine in New York. My question is, when I leave New York, if I pass all their tests, all those things, to come back into Alabama, what regulations do I have to get back here?
All right, hold on just one moment, please.
Okay.
I'm not quite understanding, but I can give you this number to call, and they can tell you everything that you need to know.
Great. Thank you.
Do you have pen and paper?
I'm ready.
855.
Uh-huh.
566.
I'm sorry, 526?
566.
566, okay.
5333.
Okay, 855-566-5333.
Yes, sir.
Okay, next number I need to call?
Yes, sir.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for calling the Department of Health Coronavirus Hotline.
All righty. Bye-bye.